The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Bad things are still to come from the vaccine war. This is a warning from Dr. Mercola and Dr. Seneff. And I'm going to give you so much more, but they are saying that there are unintended consequences from the vaccine that are still on their way. And folks, I always want to bring you information where you can judge for yourself what is true and what is not. This is the kind of stuff that a lot of places don't like to go with because it's information that we are warning about, but can't 100% prove that it's going to happen. Although a lot of the things that people like this have warned about that we brought before, they came true. So these warnings, I think we should be listening to because we already know a whole bunch of bad things have happened from the vaccine. So why wouldn't we look at some more warnings about unintended consequences, long-term consequences? Remember, the vaccine was rolled out so quickly, it didn't go through any of the normal things it would, and it would have never made it through the trials, never in a million years. Wouldn't even have came close. It's like, it's the most dangerous vaccine ever produced because it's not really a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. And that's key to know. I know you hear other people say that, but the reason why that's key to know is because it doesn't act like a vaccine. This is why it's so dangerous. Because it's gene therapy, because your body automatically wants to reject it because it's mRNA technology, and because they have to get your cell to take the spike protein and start producing it, and they're trying to give your body instructions, which is gene therapy, to produce it, they have to lower your immune system. Automatically, they have to, because your body will immediately kill it. It'll immediately destroy the mRNA. Your body that God gave you, instinctively, your body is saying, designed by God to say, what they're putting in me, get it out. Your body automatically wants to do it. And they're saying, don't worry that God designed your body to reject this. We'll design something to suppress your immune system to force your body to take it. Well, I think I'd rather go with what God wanted, and that is have my body reject the spike protein, have my body reject the mRNA technology. That's just me, but I kind of trust God more than I do man. I wonder why. It's not like man's fallen, sinful lies and does evil things for money. That's not like man now, is it? Oh, wait a minute. That's exactly what man does. Okay, so let me jump into this first through an article. The Thinking Conservative had an article, and the article's title is COVID Vaccines May Bring Avalanche of Neurological Diseases. This is not good, folks. They sum up a lot of what is in the video, and I'm going to give you a snippet of the beginning of the video that Dr. Mercola made, but I want you to hear a little bit of the article and its story at a glance. Take a listen to this article.
Story at a glance. The typical unprecedented vaccine takes 12 years to develop, and of all the unprecedented vaccines in development, only 2% are projected to ever make it through all phase 2 and 3 clinical phases of testing. The COVID-19 vaccine was developed with Operation Warp Speed in less than 1 year, which makes it virtually impossible to assess safety and efficacy, as the vaccine has not been adequately tested. 5 months into the vaccination campaign, statistics tell a frightening story. Research shows deaths are 15 times higher during the first 14 days after the first COVID injection among people over the age of 60, compared to those who aren't vaccinated. Another study shows that after COVID-19 vaccines were implemented, overall death rates have increased, with the exception of a few areas. It appears countries in which COVID-19 vaccines have not raised mortality rates are also not using glyphosate. In the next 10 to 15 years, we are likely to see spikes in pre-ab diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases at younger ages, and blood disorders such as blood clots, hemorrhaging, stroke and heart failure.
They say in the next 10 to 15 years. I don't know why they're projecting that far out. I think we're going to see that a lot of stuff pop in. We already are. We've seen hepatitis pop up pretty immediately, a brand new form of hepatitis. And the little children that are getting it, we're finding out, according to a UK study, 100% of the children that are between the ages of 0 and 4 were all being actively breastfed by fully vaccinated mothers who had gotten the injection twice. They were fully vaccinated, and every single kid that had this new hepatitis got it from breastfeeding. It was what it appears. It appears they got it from breastfeeding. There's no other explanation that we can even come up with. They don't even know where this hepatitis came from, other than it appeared at the same time or just after the vaccine was rolled out. So connect the dots, people. So we're already seeing stuff that has unintended consequences. I don't think that anyone would have known that a new form of hepatitis, I'm talking about even the people who made COVID-19 as a bioweapon in the Wuhan lab, wouldn't have known that a new form of hepatitis could be a consequence of the vaccine spike protein that is mimicking the very thing that was made in a biological weapons lab in Wuhan. You got to understand that too. That's a point that's not made very often. Realize that the vaccine, what you're injecting yourself with, is mimicking a biological weapon made in the Wuhan lab. I know they'll say it's not a biological weapon, but they lied and told you it came from bats when, well, it may have came from a bat. We don't even know. We don't know what animal it came from, but they tried to say it came from nature is what I'm trying to say. And there is a lot of proof it did not come from nature. It was made in the lab at Wuhan, funded by Dr. Fauci himself. The point is if that is 100% proven to be true, and it's like 98% proven to be true, then that was a biological weapon. And they mimicked a biological weapon's spike protein, put it in a vaccine, and gave it to you. That's the truth. I know it. I know a lot of you got the vaccine without even wanting to get the vaccine because of the pressure and because of the mandates. I understand it. I can't lie to you. I know people that are personal to me in my family, in my life, and friends. I know they got pushed into getting the vaccine, but I'm not going to lie to them to make them feel better. Now, hopefully, just getting one vaccine, your body is wonderful, made by God, can get rid of the spike proteins. We still don't even know that. But I do have statistics that do prove that people are doing way worse when they've been jabbed multiple times compared to when you've been jabbed just once. So that is good news for the people who have felt forced into it and are never going to do it again. That's good news for you. I can't tell you for sure that it's out of your body and stuff. And folks, I think I was exposed to a lot of vaccine shedding. So I don't even know what's in me from, and I never got the vaccine. And yet I still have to watch, and I look for stuff to figure out what does the vaccine shedding, which is a fact, we know for sure it happens, what does that do to the people who are unvaccinated? Does those spike proteins that they are shedding, because you will, if you get the vaccine, you will shed those spike proteins onto people like me who are not vaccinated. What is that like? Now, we're not getting injected and it's not going right into our cells. So I'm still thinking it's different because the fact that they have to suppress your immune system to get your cells to take the spike protein and produce it. And since I didn't get the vaccine and I'm only getting the shedding, I think all that happens is you get sick. but your body doesn't start producing the spike protein. That's my assumption. I have yet to see, and I do this for a living, I've yet to see a very good study or doctor really deal with that. So if you're someone who is a doctor, famous or not, and you can break that down for people, trust me, I'm curious about it. I know there are other people curious about. I'd like to get more information on that. And I'd like to get it for you guys too, but for me as well. I'd like to know how bad is the shedding? What does it do to the unvaccinated? I really like to know, because we know the vaccine is bad. We know that it raises your risk of dying. The stats are in, and there is no doubt that that is true. Now, let me get to the video where Dr. Mercola, you'll first see, well, I don't even need to introduce it because he does a good job. I'm only going to give you the very beginning because it's a super long video. There'll be a link if you want to see the whole video, but it's like an hour and a half long or something. So I'll give you the beginning just to give you a gist of what's going on here.
Over 100 million people in the United States have already received the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. In some subpopulation groups, like those over 60, it's like 2/3 or more have gotten the vaccine. So how safe is it? Well, Dr. Stephanie Seneff has written the most extraordinary paper, 42 pages of brilliant insights, and specifically how dangerous this vaccine can be, because we don't know. There's been no studies to show the safety of this vaccine, but we're going to go in great detail, and importantly, how you can protect you and your family if you've been vaccinated, or how you can protect yourself from those who have been vaccinated are actually shedding spike proteins into the air you're breathing around them.
I am going to pause it right here as it does the intro for Dr. Mercola. But as you see, his guest will be on in just a second. But he talks about in that video how to protect yourself from the shedding. And some of you think, well, see, he just did what you just asked. I just want to clear the air. That's not what I'm asking. I've seen videos on, you know, things that you can do to take, and natural vitamins and things you can take to protect yourselves from shedding and from getting sick. That's not what I'm asking. I want to know what happens when the shedding hits you and you know you get sick. You didn't protect yourself enough to where the shedding gets fought off, because you've done the healthy things to do that, but you actually get sick and come down with the vaccine-shedded version of COVID-19. How long does that stuff stay in you? Does it affect you the same way the vaccine would? I want a deep study into that, which is slightly different than protecting yourself from the shedding, because I've seen multiple things on how to protect yourself from the shedding. But what happens when the shedding gets you? Okay, so if anyone can do a show on that, I would love it. And if anyone's seen something on that and you want to send it to me and contact me, that'd be great too. Well, we'll pick up where I left off in the video.
To have developed this incredibly new technology so quickly and to skip so many steps in the process of evaluating it, it's an insanely reckless thing that they've done. I don't see how these vaccines can possibly be doing anything good. When you weigh the good against the bad, I can't see how they could possibly be winning. I think that you have a lot of immune-compromised people in a country where glyphosate is destroying the immune system. And that gives you tremendous opportunity for the virus to mutate its way out of the jam. And then you're just going to have, the vaccine's going to accelerate that process, because you're vaccinating immune-compromised people left and right. People are dying of the immune response to COVID. They're not dying from the virus. The virus is not killing them. It's the immune response to the virus that's killing them. Basically, the vaccine is so unnatural, unbelievably unnatural. And their goal, they have a single-minded goal, which is to get the body to produce those antibodies to the spike protein. And then they do everything they can to rig it and modifying every step along the way towards that goal. And so they've redesigned, you know, the RNA has been manipulated. It's not natural RNA. So they're making the messenger RNA that's abnormal. They're making the protein that's abnormal. And they're making everything abnormal. And the goal is to keep it alive. And so normally, if you get injected with RNA, you have enzymes in your system, in your tissues that will immediately break it down. That's why it has to be stored at a cold temperature. You know, your body knows, I got to get rid of this. I don't want this. This is bad. So now what you do with the vaccine is you make sure you can't get at it. And the other really worrisome thing, and I've talked a lot about it in the paper, we can go into more detail about that, but there's potential for it to become part of the DNA, and then it will last mm-hmm. forever.
Now that's a scary thought, that it could be eventually part of your DNA, but we have to factor that in, because there's a lot of people that have speculated that this does stuff to your DNA. I don't know if that means you have to have multiple shots, but that's speculation. So I don't want to go too deep into it because we don't know. But these questions have to be asked. It's not fun to ponder things that could be horrific, but someone's got to do it. I also want to go back to one of the points that was in the article that we're seeing, that 15 times, basically, I'm rounding up, it was 14 point something, but it's basically 15 times higher chance of dying if you, in the first 14 days of getting the COVID injection, if you're 60 and above, compared to someone who's unvaccinated. That's actually very shocking. Not 15% higher chance of dying when you get the vaccine 60 and above. If you're 60 and above and you get the vaccine, you have a 15 times higher chance of dying than someone who is not vaccinated. That's an unbelievable stat. And I played it in that story in the article earlier, but it may have glanced, went by in a glancing blow, and I wanted to just make sure I go back and make sure people understand. That's huge information. But I want to jump to something a little different, to go all the way back to the beginning when the tyrants who did the vaccine mandate were also the same tyrants that wanted to take the Constitution and burn it and destroy it with COVID lockdowns. When COVID-19, the cold that you're supposed to be afraid of, that doesn't kill healthy people at all and is not a deadly disease whatsoever, but they wanted you super scared, and they locked everything down, and they destroyed every constitutional right. I have pointed out many times that pastors did not take a strong enough stand. They obeyed tyrants, and they did not follow the law. They used Romans to say that we have to follow the law, yet they didn't. They listened to governors who were breaking the law, called the Constitution and your constitutional rights, and they helped break the law by following what the governors did. That's not a joke. Pastors don't look at it that way for some reason, and I don't know why. But following, allowing evil people to break the Constitution and the laws of our land and shut your church down, I believe was wrong. And I think it was a misinterpretation of Romans that they were using when you're supposed to follow government. But that's talking about actual lawful government. It's not talking about tyrants who go against their own laws. It's not talking about going against God's laws as well. God's law trumps man's law, by the way. The disciples knew that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew that. Daniel knew that. Just so I'm just saying. But anyways, so I got on the pastor's cases pretty hard, because I believe that they should have been taking a stand for their flock by following the law, not by breaking it. Think of it this way. If your pastor endorsed the riots that were happening when Black Lives Matters was destroying people's businesses and burning people's livelihood down, if a pastor endorsed it because the media said it was good and government officials were saying that they could do it, that's just protest, that would be wrong. A pastor should not be endorsing that, right? Doesn't matter that the government official is wrong when they endorse it. Same thing when the government official thinks they can take your constitutional rights away and shut churches down and take all your freedoms away. A pastor should not endorse that by following it and saying, yeah, I'm going to do exactly that. I don't get it. So I'm tough on pastors for that, but if God told them to do it, that's between them and God. I understand, touch not God's anointed. They're in their position, God and them, that's between them and God. But I want to quickly show you a report about a pastor who did do what I'm saying, did take a stand. They were far and few between, but they deserve our praise. Take a listen from InfoWars on this.
Best way to title this particular news announcement, this breaking news announcement, is God Wins. Pastor Tony Spell in Louisiana, a pastor who stood up not just once, twice. The COVID tyrants they've sent the police. They were at one point, the governor was kind of send the National Guard because he refused to close his doors, and thousands of people were coming to his church. He faced 35 cases, a relatively long period of time in jail, but he kept appealing. He kept appealing and took it all the way to the Supreme Court of Louisiana. And I'm so honored to bring you this news here exclusively on Infowars.com. Louisiana Supreme Court Justice Crane states as follows. In this criminal proceeding, we find certain provisions of two executive orders as applied to the defendant, Pastor Tony Spell, violate his fundamental right to exercise religion and do not survive strict scrutiny and are thus unconstitutional. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a landmark. And I mean, the shockwaves haven't even hit yet. The reverberations of this Supreme Court ruling as it relates to the U.S. Constitution and Pastor Tony Spell, who was, if this ruling had not come, was facing a long, long time in jail, 35 charges against him that had all been appealed, the full force of the government brought upon him. And thank the Lord, everybody. Thank the Lord for bringing this ruling. The U.S. Constitution stands.
Yeah, I got to end it there because I'm running out of time. That is what I was looking for. And maybe not every pastor's called to do that. I'm glad he was. I'm glad he did. And I know there was other pastors, and there was probably just a handful in every state. I wish there was a lot more. But look, it's between a pastor and God. I know a lot of pastors didn't know what to do. But I'll ask you a serious question, pastors, because a lot of people are afraid to call out pastors. I am not. I used to interview pastors in an old radio job. And I know pastors need guidance because I talked to them and I understood who's there to counsel the pastors. There was an actual ministry made for that and stuff because it's very lacking. So I understand that sometimes God puts me in a position to help pastors out for real. And some people don't understand it, but I call out pastors all the time because I know God uses me in this way. Did God tell you to close your church down? And if he did, fine. And if you believe he did, God looks at your heart, fine. But did he really tell you, or did you talk to other men or other pastors in your area and they influenced you to shut your church down? That's a question you really need to ask. I'll just leave it at that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? You might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.